Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about Lois Geller being here. Lois K. Geller, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She's the author of a number of books on how to make sure you take care of your customers and how to reach out to your customers, too, including Customers for Keeps, and including the revised and expanded edition of a book called Response, the complete guide to profitable direct marketing. She is one of our good friends. She's also the president of Mason Geller Direct in New York City. Lois, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. It's good to have you back, Lois. In fact, it's really good to have you back in the USA. Folks, we're going to talk about the power of thank you in a minute, but before we do, Lois just got back from Turkey.
And Lois, Istanbul.
Istanbul. You need to tell. You know, we don't get out much, so we need to live vicariously through those who do. And so I want you to tell us about how you found Turkey.
Well, I just love Turkey. The folks from Turkey invited me to come and do 8 days of speaking there.
Wow.
And talking about direct marketing to all kinds of big companies that are just getting into that field there. So I didn't really know where Turkey was. I had to find out on the map that it was between Iraq and Greece, and I wasn't really sure I wanted to go.
Yeah, you go to Greece and turn right.
Well, I am definitely challenged in spatial relationships. I have no sense of direction. But anyway, I decided to go because they just continued to encourage me to come, and when I got there, I couldn't get over. First of all, the city, Istanbul, is about 4 or 5 times the size of New York City.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It is huge. It is filled with people. It's filled with industry and business. It is a bustling, big, enormous place, bigger than the city where I live, New York, which I really was amazed at. But most of all, it's on the Bosphorus River, and I stayed at the Swiss Hotel there, and it overlooks the Bosphorus, and I'd have breakfast every morning. And they have an outdoor breakfast area, you know, when you look over the Bosphorus. It's an interesting melding of the old and the new, and it's
exactly
a lot of old.
Well,
I just had a ball. The people were just so kind.
Turkey is a great country because it is an Islamic country, but it is becoming more and more of a democratic country every year.
And the interesting thing one of the things I loved about it that I really miss, and I'm sorry I didn't get a tape of this, is that all the mosques, they have a call to the mosques
right
every few hours,
yeah,
and they have this lovely chanting sound, and you hear it all over the city. And in the morning before my speeches, I would hear the call to the mosque, you know,
mm-hmm,
and it was like a nice way to sort of wake up to the day.
Well, what we need to do is we need to export with the success that they're having in Turkey into other Islamic countries. There's no question about that. But talk to us about what you found there from the business owners. Tell us about some of the business owners you met there in Turkey. What are they doing these days?
Well, some of the business owners and most of the major car companies are there, and a lot of the people at the seminars were from Honda and Ford and all those kinds of major companies. I had a luncheon one day with the general manager of Xerox in Turkey, and they're just beginning to build relationships with their customers. You know, they're sort of where we were like maybe 10 or 15 years ago. They're doing direct marketing efforts. And the direct marketing efforts that they sent me before I got there, you know, I couldn't believe it. You know,
right,
it was a little bit of copy. It looked like trade bulletins, you know, with little product descriptions and that kind of thing. So they're just beginning to start talking to them. They want to write better letters to them. They want to build relationships with them. They want to do CRM. They have databases, but they haven't been using them all that well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful opportunity, and it's also an interesting opportunity to export to Turkey. You know,
mm-hmm,
I do a lot of seminars on on doing direct marketing to Canada and doing direct marketing to South America, which we do through American Express in our own agency. But Turkey is really a wide open market, and they're open to all kinds of goods and services. And I went to a huge mall, and they had all Tommy Hilfiger. They had Gap.
How do they feel about customers? How do they treat the customers over there?
Well, I think that's hard to say, because business owners and the corporate folks that I met don't pay a lot of attention to them yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Sounds to me like, Lois, they need to invite you back over there to teach them how to take care of their customers.
I'm going to go back again in
which
the spring.
I can't wait.
I'm going to stop till I drop.
See, folks, our Brain Trust members are wanted worldwide. And as you heard me say before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for you. And that's Lois Geller. When we come back, we're going to talk about the power of thank you right after these messages. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Jeffrey Zavar will join us, and we're going to talk about home-based business issues and teleworking business with Jeffrey Zavar. And then Pierce and Jane Howard are going to join us. We're going to talk some more about personality and how personality affects our relative success in the marketplace, with our employees as well as with our customers. And then after that, we'll have Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. That's coming up in the next show. Right now, we're visiting with our good friend Lois K. Geller, the author of many books, including Customers for Keeps and including Response, which is now in its revised and expanded edition. And Lois, why don't you give us your website, please?
It's www.masongeller.com. MasonGeller.com.
And lots of good information there, folks, on how to love up your customers and how to reach out to them by a number of different ways that Lois makes available on her website, but also her books. You need to get her books, because if you want to learn how to love up your customers and make sure that they come back and that they're afraid, that you know, they worry every day that you're going to go out of business. They want to do business with you so much. Lois can help you with that. So whatever she has to say, pay attention. Lois, let's talk about the power of thank you.
Well, the power of thank you, especially as Thanksgiving approaches, I think is really important. And it sort of was driven home to me recently when I was out in California. I was at the Book Expo out there speaking, and I was on my way there, and I was starving. And those of you who know me know that I'm always starving if it's 15 minutes past my lunch. Anyway, I was running through, and Michael McCormick was driving, and I said, "I just need to eat something." So he zooms into a Denny's restaurant, and I'd never been in a Denny's before. And this really nice waiter came out, and I said, "Oh, I'm just late for a speech, but I have 15 minutes, and what can I get?" "Don't worry, I'll get it for you." He got it, chatted. He was very cute. I was wearing my speech tag around my neck, and so he asked about what my speech was about. And when I left, he asked me for my business card, and I thanked him profusely, and I zoomed out the door. And I got the telephone number for Denny's, and I wanted to call and tell them about this wonderful waiter named Tim Talent. And it was closed because it was only on Eastern Standard Time, I guess, mm-hmm. and I was out in California.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of squelched me, and I sort of forgot about it. When I got back to New York, there was a thank you note on my desk. I opened, and it was from Tim, and he said, "You just made my day that
wow.
day, and I thought you were so much fun, and I just wanted to thank you for coming to my table. The next time you're on Topanga Canyon Drive or wherever I was, please stop by and say hello." Well, I wrote about him in one of my columns. I write in Fortune Online and in Target Marketing, and I wrote about him, and I sent the column to the chairman of his company.
Wow.
Because I thought he really did something very, very unusual.
That is unusual.
Thank you notes are magical for a couple of reasons. First of all, we don't get a lot of them. And second of all, when they're written correctly, they really touch us in a very important way. And so I thought if I could tell, you know, some of the things that I've learned since I had this Tim Talent thing happen to me, these are some of the things that we're doing in our own agency. First of all, we're sending thank you notes to our current clients for various things they do for us, but not just generic ones. We don't. We're trying to make each letter very personal, and only when the thank you is really, truly a thank you for something that they've done. You know, you can't make up a thank you.
Not gratuitous, right?
No gratuitous. Thank you. Thank you so much for meeting me yesterday. I was very interested in learning about your agency. It's sort of the bland way to go. You know, maybe something instead like visiting with you yesterday was a real treat. Mike's a character. Your whole staff was enthusiastic. What a great idea to have the meeting out on your deck.
Right.
You know, that's more specific, and it's also more personal.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make everyone personal, or don't send it at all for my account people, you know.
You know, one of the challenges I think people have with thank you notes is they don't have a thank you note.
And they don't have the note itself?
Yeah, they don't have it themselves, you know, and they don't want to write a letter because that's not, that's okay, but that's not like a handwritten note. And so what we've done here is, and I know you do and others have done, our friend Andrea Nuremberg, our mutual friend, does this, is we actually have some thank you notes. Well, they're not thank you notes. They're just notes printed up. And, you know, with our logo on it, and basically they're just laying there. And whenever I want to thank somebody for something, I've got one handy. I pick up a pen and jot out a quick note and hand it to my assistant, and it gets in the mail. And it goes out, and it takes seconds.
I think that that's it. I think if you have the pack of thank you notes there, that's really a great idea.
It's
because if you have to start going to the store to buying them, I think you should write them immediately, too, because often we forget. Somebody does you a great favor for you. They refer business to you, or they refer a friend to you who tells you something or helps you in your business. You have to write the thank you immediately.
Another thing that I'd like to recommend that people do is sometimes I forget. And, you know, guys are not the best thank you note guys.
No, I know that.
Girls are better at this than guys are. And so I ask my folks here, especially the ladies, I say, look, please make sure I don't forget. If you see an opportunity for me to say thank you to somebody for something they've done for us, then please don't let me forget that. And they're pretty good about that.
Well, I think...
So we need help. I guess what I'm saying is some of us guys need help with this, being reminded about this.
I think that guys are, you know, since this thank you note thought has come into my head, you know, we do a lot of CRM programs for large corporations, and they often send out these tinny thank you notes, like, thank you so much from this credit card company.
Right.
That my music stops.
Yeah, that's your music. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and we're going to get Lois to finish your thought. And then I want to make sure we talk about the regular old-fashioned thank you, the one that comes out of your mouth. 10 till. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Lois Geller is our guest, and it's Lois K. Geller, G-E-L-L-E-R. If you're typing that into the online search engines, or if you're asking for her book by name at your local bookstore, don't forget to ask for Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. And you got to have this book, Customers for Keeps, 8 Powerful Strategies to Turn Customers into Friends and Keep Them Forever. I like the way she talks about making customers friends, because I'll tell you what, folks, if you can do that, you won't be able to run these people off, these customers, if you follow what Lois recommends in her book. Lois, let's get back into thank you. The thank you letter, the thank you note, some little extra effort that you make is, as you said earlier, the one of the reasons it works is because not a lot of people do it. And you know, I keep reminding my audience, Lois, of something that John Naisbitt said along 20 years ago in his book, Megatrends. He said, the more we focus, the more we migrate towards high tech, the more people are going to want high touch. And a thank you note is an atomic high touch, isn't it?
It certainly is that. When I get a thank you note, it really makes my day. When I came back from Turkey, I brought a whole bunch of little goodies and souvenirs for the people in my office. And when I came back from Orlando yesterday, it was the first day I've been back, really. There was a beautiful thank you note on my desk from one of my folks. And she said, you know, I just love it, and I'm going to put it, display it right on my fireplace and my faux fireplace in my apartment. And it's going to be the focal point of the whole room,
wow.
That lovely box that you gave me. And I thought, what a nice thing. She not only told me thank you, and she put it, she was the only one I got. It was the only one I got, you know. But also she told me what she specifically she was going to, and I can envision it in her apartment, you know.
Well,
so I think specifics are nice, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Make a, you know, come up with some kind of a specific comment about why you thought the meeting or what they did was important. Let's change over and let's go off the written page and talk about what comes out of our mouth. Let's make it easy on folks. Lois, I think telling customers thank you is becoming, I fear, it's becoming a lost discipline. What do you
think?
Well,
I really hope not, because gratitude is really important. It's a busy, busy world. And when people go out of their way to do something for you, you have to tell them you're grateful. And it becomes like a, I think it's like a thank you chain. Recently, I helped get somebody a job down in Washington. And I did it through a couple of friends, and I went in my database and I called some folks, and he got the job himself. I made the introduction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I felt kind of bad when he didn't say thank you for that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sort of stuck in my mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I'm sort of expecting one, and I'm sure he will call or write or do something soon. But it's sort of, you know, I took a couple hours out of a busy schedule to do it. And, you know, I know these things come back to us in other ways anyway when we do kind things like that. But I do think it makes all the difference in the world, because it's sort of a reflection of the way you are, the way you were raised.
That's
what
right.
kind of a quality person you are. And when you call up and say, gee, that was really nice of you to have me for the conference. Like the people that had me in Turkey, I happened to meet her two little girls. She brought them on Saturday morning to meet the speaker. And so I met them. And so when I got back, I sent them some books from the U.S. because they love books in English. So
mm-hmm.
I sent them a whole carton of books recently. And yesterday, the two handwritten notes came, you know, from the two little girls.
Thank you notes. How about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Well,
and
the thing that what we've got to do, folks, is we have to realize in our businesses that people have never had more opportunities to buy what they want and to get what they need from somewhere else besides your place, from somewhere else besides my place. We got to realize that never in the history of mankind, in the 10,000-year history of the marketplace, have people ever had so many choices. They can go somewhere else, and the only way that they'll come back is if they feel like that they're welcome. And one of the ways to make them feel welcome is to thank them for their business. Lois, I got 30 seconds. You got the last thought.
Well, I think that if you possibly can do it, write it by hand or call up personally. Don't have your assistant or somebody else
right.
do it. Call up and make it genuine. Tell them thank you, and you'll see how grateful they are for you taking the time to do it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jim, for having me on your show.
Thank you, Lois, and I appreciate you being here. You're the best. And, folks, don't forget masongeller.com. Check that website out when you get a chance. And all the things that Lois offers, they're all top shelf. Thanks, Lois. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Bye now.
She'll be back, folks. We won't do without her for very long. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and this program really is for you. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.